With Reds opening day a month away and the Reds Hall of Fame closed for renovations, it's perfect time for a road trip. Road Trip, that's the name of the wonderful exhibit of baseball paintings, prints, photos, and sculptures from the Reds Hall of Fame collection, now at the Fitton Center for Creative Arts in downtown Hamilton through April 5th. Joining me to discuss the exhibit are Reds Hall of Fame Executive Director Rick Walls and Fitton Center Executive Director Ian McKenzie Thurley. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, Rick, I've got to tell you, I was blown away by seeing this exhibit. I've been there twice. I'm a Hall of Fame member, but I don't remember seeing many of these pieces of art. So tell me a little bit about the collection.
Well, I think that's the beauty of baseball. You think of baseball, you think of balls and bats and jerseys and gloves and ticket stubs. And what you realize is there's art behind all that and part of that. So there's no limits to what baseball is and what it can mean. So for us, when we look into the archives and we start to pull out things that may or may not have been on display at the Hall of Fame, like you said, you may not have seen them because we rotated them in and out. We've developed relationships with a lot of artists. We've accumulated these things in our collection and try to find places to put them. And of course, with the hall being renovated right now, the Fitton Center was the perfect place to do it.
So this is the first time all these pieces have been in one place displayed at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have over 7,000 artifacts. I can't tell you exactly how many of them what we call art pieces, like those you described when you opened up the piece. But, you know, really, it's in the eye of the fan. I was going to say, you know, the beholder, but in this case, it's the fan. So we're introducing baseball to people that might have a liking to art, and at the same time, introducing art to baseball fans and opening up their eyes and enlightening them a little bit. And I think that's what the whole exhibit is about, colliding. I think I've heard that word, right, Ian, that we've used before. It's where baseball and art collide. That's something that you or Kathy came up with, I believe.
It's incredibly exciting, that energy. When things collide, there is energy, and that's what we're seeing in our galleries, and we're so excited about that opportunity.
Ian, tell our listeners, how did this exhibit come about?
Sherry Rowland, who you know from the Reds Hall of Fame, the membership coordinator, was at the Fitton Center and introduced herself to me. We got chatting. She had mentioned she was now working with the Reds. Of course, I'm a huge Reds fan. She'd invited me down to Cincinnati to the Hall of Fame for a tour. I wasn't going to say no. I was really excited about the opportunity. So we went down, we went through the exhibition, stunning exhibition, and I can't wait for the new Hall of Fame. Absolutely blown away. But as we're strolling through and seeing all those fantastic jerseys and ticket stubs and history and big red machine, I noticed one by one, there were these fine pieces of art and it looked fantastic. And I said to her, I said, you've got some incredible art on the wall. Can I have it? I was that bold because I didn't know how much they had, but what I saw was quality work. And I'm thinking this, as wonderful it looks in the Hall of Fame, it would look even better, I thought, in the galleries at the Fitton Center, and thus began a conversation. It's been about 2 years, but the results are just fantastic.
I don't want people to be fooled by your accent. You were born in Australia, but you're a huge Reds fan, right?
That is correct. This will be my 20th season as a Reds fan. To get to my office every day, I have to walk through a Cincinnati Reds art exhibition. I'm in heaven. I am so excited. I'm excited for this season. I think a lot of us are. So to see this all come together right on my doorstep, it couldn't be better.
Rick, when I walked into the gallery, the first thing I noticed was this big, huge picture of Joey Votto, really looking intense. And he's not holding the bat. He's got a ball. And he's looking you straight in the eye like he's going to whip this thing right at you. It's by Chris Felix. Tell me a little bit about that picture and a little bit about Chris, because there's about a dozen pieces of his.
Chris has been connected to the Hall of Fame actually through several different ways, and we developed a relationship with him. And he's been a go-to guy for us. He's local. He has a real good knowledge of the history of the game, which I think translates well into his artwork. And if you look at that one piece, he talks about capturing a moment or the power, the passion, the impact of that action. And Joey Votto has a lot of that, but he wants to make you react and think when you saw it, like you did. When you looked at that, you might think of, oh, Joey's kind of a little bit of an introvert, great hitter. But what he showed there was passion, and I think that comes out in the art. And every one of those pieces on display kind of do that in a different way, and it's up to the person that walks up to it. You ask anyone in there what they like, they're probably going to give you a lot of different answers. But Chris Felix, he plays on our vintage baseball team. It's the 1869 Red Stockings team, and we've used him for certain commissions of Hall of Fame inductees. He did last inductee class. He did a special piece for us, limited edition piece. He's doing busts of Harry and George Wright, the two guys that led the 1869 Red Stockings. So we enjoy the relationship with Chris and hope that will continue for a long time.
Speaking about busts, Reds fans are familiar with Tom Toshiya's statues all over the Great American Ballpark, Crosslake Terrace there. And there's miniature versions in this exhibit too, right?
Well, these aren't the miniature version. These are the versions. These are the original bronze castings that were then enlarged to go outside Great American Ballpark. When these came out of the box, I gasped. I really did. I'm like, these are for our display. I was absolutely touched. I was excited to see these. I was taking photos as immediately as they could come out, to see Johnny Bench, to see the flying Pete Rose, to see the Joe Morgan that I'd seen in size. And Tom was there for the opening and be able to talk about the pieces and how they came about. It was a really special moment. And that great connection between sport and art, and of course, Reds history and the history of Cincinnati and these great ball players, right here in the art gallery at the Fitton Center. Incredibly special moment for many people who've come into the exhibition.
I thought one of the cool things that Tom has there was the plaque for Dave Bristol for last year going to the Hall of Fame, but it was kind of like the rough draft, or it wasn't the final version. And then I talked to him at the opening, and because of his work here, he's now doing them for Cooperstown, right?
Yeah, I feel really good when I know that people like Chris, who's extremely talented, and we're able to give them an opportunity, a new platform, a new place to display and sell items. And then Tom, who had done the four statues at Great American Ballpark, being able to work with him to do four new ones, which we did, you know, the big four and Bench and then Joe Morgan and Tony Perez and then Pete Rose. And then he did Chuck Harmon out at the Reds Youth Academy. So he became our artist. And, you know, Tom did D'Artagnan, of course, and he's done many other pieces. But I do think his involvement with us in baseball parlayed into that Cooperstown deal. And now he does our Hall of Fame plaques, which he just started doing a couple of years ago. And now he does Cooperstown. So, you know, I often kid with him and say, now you're world renowned. You used to just be renowned. But Tom's fantastic to work with.
But I keep on kidding him. The next one he's going to do is Chris Sabo's goggles, just to that on a plinth. I'm waiting for that one.
The next one I want to see is Marty at the mic since he's retiring. But also, this isn't just local artists here. I mean, there's an Andy Warhol in the collection.
That's a signed Andy Warhol print. I mean, that is amazing.
I like the Leroy Neiman sketches of Johnny and Pete from the 70 World Series, and then one of Pete unshaven. That was cool, too.
Unpacking day was like Christmas for me. As I said, I'd seen some of the work down at the Hall of Fame. We'd had lots of conversations, and the Reds Hall of Fame have been fantastic to work with. But until we saw what was coming out of the box piece by piece by piece by piece, we had no idea of the scope, the depth, and the incredible quality of the art that we were receiving. It was exciting. It was humbling. And I couldn't take my eyes off every single piece as I'm going around and imagining on the walls and what they've bought for us. It really is. It's an opening day roster of art on the walls.
So, Rick, there's this Warhol, there's Leroy Neiman, there's C.F. Payne. There's Jim Borgman, my old buddy from the Enquirer. And then there's a Brett Tomko, former Reds pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew that Tomko was painting? This is a Rose painting that he did a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, Brett Tomko, we try to keep in touch with all the Reds alumni. And there's one famous painter, Gene Locklear, who played for the Reds, who's actually, he does a lot of Native American artwork. And that's kind of what makes this exhibit really cool for us, is it kind of opens our eyes to a part of the collection in a different way, because we would never have displayed it the way you have it displayed at the Fitton Center. So there's a great benefit to the museum to see how to do it a different way and not baseball.
Wonderful.
But Tomko was a camp coach for us. So we run Reds Fantasy Camp. So we try to get different alumni to come out. He's a young guy, still capable pitcher, can come out, teach, coach, and then also pitch in games against our campers. And lo and behold, we were out there with Brett, and we're like, what do you do? And I love to paint. In fact, he wanted to paint more than he wanted to play baseball at some point. So he said that baseball was like his backup career. So he still does that. And well, we said, listen, we're inducting Pete Rose. This was in 2016. Would you like to do a piece for us? And it ended up being the cover to the induction program that year. And now the original's in our collection and hanging at the Fitton Center.
I'll mention to our listeners, because we're talking about things you can't see on the radio, but there'll be a link on WVXU to the blog, the review of the art show that I wrote earlier this month. Another piece I liked was the Barry Larkin. It was the poster that was handed out for the retirement of his number, but there was also the pencil sketch, which I just thought that was just really cool.
Well, again, I think back and as we developed a lot, you know, this is the 150th anniversary of the professional baseball, and when we look through the history and you take that journey and you look at the logo changes and all of the artwork that's been involved on stadium outfield walls and the signage and the way it used to be done on ticket stubs and how that was the advertisement, that was the draw, and that was what connected you to that piece, art is all over the place. And it doesn't matter if it's a pencil sketch, because usually that's how it starts anyway.
Right.
Maybe on a napkin, maybe anywhere. I'm sure all these guys, and you asked Tom Sachiev, and you've got the statues out there. He showed you how he started with that clay and that mold. It starts from nothing, you know, a drawing and a sketch, and then builds it and builds it and takes an entire year to accomplish. And, you know, it has to be that size, and then we blow it up and make it big.
And that's part of the excitement of this exhibition, those works in progress, how art comes together. And we talked about art and sport with this. Sometimes you can just see the sport because we're Reds fans, we're sports fans, we're seeing that picture, we're seeing the poster, and we're just seeing the sport. With this, it enables us to take away some of the sport while keeping it there in the background and seeing how the art comes together and the soul and the depth to that. And you see that in Joey Votto's eyes with Chris Felix.
So everything we've talked about here is on the second floor gallery of the Fitton, which is a block from High Street in downtown Hamilton.
That's correct.
And it's free.
It is free. We open our doors at about 10 o'clock every morning. You can come through till about 7 in the evening, and if opening late when we have events on at the Fitton Center. We encourage tours. So if you'd like to give us a call at the Fitton Center, we can bring in groups, community groups, schools are most welcome all the time for a tour through the galleries. And there's an opportunity there as well with our community gallery and our downstairs gallery. We're working with Inside Out Studios, with Butler County Board of Developmental Disabilities, have some fantastic pieces on our first floor, which are beautiful resonance to the Reds. And also Ridgeway Elementary School from Hamilton have a fantastic exhibition in our community gallery that they've made with baseball and the Reds in mind. So it's a real community feel. Obviously, Hamilton is a great baseball town, home of Joe Nuxall. The family is still there and well supported throughout the community. So it's a great love of the game, great love of the history of the game, and of course, the Cincinnati Reds.
And there's a nice, big, huge Nux also by Chris Felix there too.
There's a couple Nuxall pieces in there, and he's there whether you know it or not. I think that's the thing. You go into that area of Ohio and Hamilton, and you just feel Joe Nuxall, and seeing Kim at that event was really special. And I can't believe it's free, though. Why is it? I mean, you could charge a lot of money to get it.
For us, our galleries are always free. We have paid events through our education and our shows, but we really want to encourage people to come to the Fitton Center, come and see some art. People tell me, I'm not into art. Are you into baseball? Come and see that. It's bringing new people into the Fitton Center, into Hamilton, and we really want to encourage a love and enjoyment of the arts, and we think this is a great way to do it.
So we wrap up here real quick. Rick, what's your favorite piece in it?
Wow. My family was with me that night, and I was asking them what their favorite pieces were. My wife loved the Felix piece that you talked about with Joey Votto. I like the Borgman pieces. You know, there's something about them. I mean, I've seen a lot of the others. I could go any direction with the pieces, but, you know, photograph art, sculpture art, illustrations, paintings. I mean, I love it all.
Ian?
Love the Chris Felix. The Joey Votto jumps out at me. But as Rick knows, the one I really took my eye is this beautiful vintage photo from Crossley. Pete Rose at bat. Black and white print, still got the vintage scarring on it. And I took him into my office and I said, this piece would look fantastic in my office. I've got a World Series bat from 1990, a picture of Crossley, and I've got a big black sofa. I said, this piece. I said, if it stayed here for 2 months, it's not really stealing, is it? It's just here with the collection. It's just in another room.
Was that really from Crosley Field above the concession stand?
That one was, yeah. That was a blow-up picture of pizza at bat, like he was saying, and it's a special piece. And it's taken from an angle that photographers don't sit in these days, so you don't see that shot. And the photographer is probably on the field.
It's on that on-deck circle that the photographers used to have.
And you can hear the crack of the bat. You can smell the hot dogs and the spilled beer and the rustle of the program in this one still image. It is all of there. I will never get to go to Crossley, but I felt I was right there in the moment. And that is what art can do for you.
Well, mine would be the black and white of Peanut Jim Shelton.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I almost had forgotten about that piece because that'll take you to Crosley right there, right outside, or Riverfront. He was around there too.
It brought back a lot of memories. Every time we went down there, my dad would always stop and we'd get a little paper bag of his peanuts. And I'm sure the artwork of the Fitton Center will evoke a lot of memories for a lot of people. So, Rick, Ian, this has been great fun. Thanks for coming in tonight.
It's our pleasure.
We appreciate it.
I've been speaking with Reds Hall of Fame Executive Director Rick Walls and Fitton Center Executive Director Ian McKenzie Thurley about the Road Trip Baseball Art Exhibit at Hamilton's Fitton Center for the Creative Arts. It's free and open every day through Friday, April 5th. On our website, wvxu.org, you'll find a link to the Fitton Center exhibit and to my review of the road trip exhibit. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Keeswood.
Road Obama! Hilly Empire! Play ball!
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball.